One of the really interesting side effects of this war with Iran that has crushed the global energy infrastructure that Western civilization depends on is the fact that more and more people are now looking at electric vehicles and off-grid solar at exactly the time that battery technology is becoming much more advanced. And battery tech used to be kind of a joke, and EVs used to be a joke. I used to mock them. Because they charge so slowly, for example, standing around for 3 hours waiting for my car to charge so I can continue my cross-country trip that's going to take 7 days. That was like, are you kidding me? Who's going to drive that? Some people did, though. But anyway, all that's changing now with new battery technology that I'll mention. But all of a sudden, people are realizing that it's dangerous to be tied to fossil fuels because they're centrally controlled. You have to get your fuel from a refinery. There's only a few countries that produce oil, and you have to go to the gas station, etc. What if you could fuel your vehicle from the sunlight that's already landing on your roof or your yard or what have you? That's the promise of energy, solar energy that you collect and store in your own battery system that then charges your vehicle. And only now are we beginning to see breakthrough technology from China, by the way, that can make this possible. So if you've been wanting to break free from oil and gas and diesel, even though I have diesel equipment, and I've stored diesel because it stores very easily, ultimately, I would much rather just depend on sunlight to be able to power vehicles. And that's where things are going. I'm going to give you some examples here. So I've talked about two Chinese companies in the past, CATL, C-A-T-L, and BYD. BYD makes cars and commercial trucks and things like that, but they also make batteries, and CATL is known for its amazing battery breakthrough technology. Well, BYD just announced a new battery technology that's going into their vehicles right away. It's called Blade Battery 2.0. And in their EVs, they could go 1,000 kilometers on a single charge. That's over 600 miles. That's a lot of range. So imagine 600 miles on a single charge. Yeah. More importantly, you can charge this battery in 5 minutes from a 10% charge to 70%. So again, you go up to 70% in 5 minutes. And if you're willing to wait another 4 minutes, you can hit 97% charge. So let's just say in about 10 minutes, you can almost fully charge your vehicle. 10 minutes. That's acceptable. That's a game changer. So of course it requires a very powerful charging system. The charger itself has to be capable of 1,500 kilowatts. That's 1.5 megawatts there, folks. That's a powerful charger. So yeah, not everybody's going to have that. Nevertheless, the battery technology is so good that it can accept a charge like that. So the vehicle that's going to do this is the Yangwang U7, or probably Americans would say Yangwang, I would guess. This is their luxury EV. Again, 1,000 kilometers on a single charge. And they guarantee that this battery is going to last 620,000 miles. 620,000 miles. So what is that? So that's 1,000 charge cycles. Okay. So that's a guarantee that the battery lasts 1,000 charge cycles. And if something goes wrong with it, they replace it apparently for free. The problem is that you can't buy BYD vehicles in America. I wish we could, because this sounds really interesting. But this is all about the U.S. government blocking imports from China in order to protect the U.S. car industry, which churns out ancient, crappy vehicles. Ford, for example. The Ford Lightning F-150 pickup was a total joke. You would use all your battery power just towing a trailer up one hill. You know, it's like, oh my God, the batteries are dead. We're stranded. So the F-150 Lightning, which Joe Biden was trying to push, total joke, right? 10 years behind China on technology. And Ford will go bankrupt, by the way, if it's not bailed out by the U.S. So probably a bailout is coming, but Ford sucks. But you see, in the U.S., we don't even have the charging stations to support something like the BYD vehicles. We have much older technology. These flash charging stations, as they're called, in China, there's over 4,200 of those charging stations. Wow. In the U.S., I think there's maybe close to zero. I don't know the number in the U.S. I don't know if there's any in the U.S. But this is a big deal. This is a game changer for EVs because all of a sudden it makes EVs very practical. So if you charge your EV at home, if it were one of these BYD vehicles, then even if it charges slowly, let's say you plug it in and charge it overnight and it takes 8 hours, 10 hours, whatever to charge it, that's fine because it's got the range. It's got the range. So now you can do a serious day of driving. I mean, do you drive 600 miles in a day? Probably not. You know, not on a normal day, hopefully. You're driving to work or you're driving around town or, you know, you're going to the hardware store usually 3 or 4 times because the parts are wrong. So you're just driving around. You're going to be able to do all that and have lots of capacity to spare. And then you're home, you park it back in your garage at night, plug it in, even on a 20 amp circuit, you know, 110 volt 20 amp circuit, it'll charge overnight. That's very practical. And then if the power grid goes down and if you have advanced batteries in your garage, like a backup system, then you can charge it off of that. And every day you get more sunlight. That sunlight, assuming you have solar panels, that sunlight charges up your battery bank, and then that battery bank can charge up your car. So every day you have sun, you get more mileage for your vehicle, essentially for free. And you don't have to change the engine oil because you don't have a combustion engine. There's no emissions controls. There's no emissions testing. Think about everything. There's no engine overhauls at 100,000 miles for a diesel engine or what have you. All those hassles are just gone. There's no oil leaks on your garage floor. I mean, think about all the different things. You don't have to change the engine air intake filter, right? Or the oil filter with the oil. You don't have to keep changing the oil all the time, which is always a hassle. All that's gone. And if you drive your car 600,000 miles, which is what the warranty is for the battery, if you drive 600,000 miles, you've driven that car into the dirt, you know? Like that, the car itself is toast long before the battery is bad. You know, the battery, I've said this before, you're going to take the battery out of that vehicle and you're going to put that battery in another vehicle, or you'll use it for something else because the battery is good for a long time. You might use it as a backup storage system for your house, you know? You have to kind of rig that yourself, a little bit of a DIY project. Be careful not to shock yourself with high voltage or high amperage in this case, actually. So just be cautious. But your battery will not fail. What's going to fail first is the vehicle itself. And that's a game changer. Now, on top of this, there's also a company that I've covered here called Donut Lab. And Donut Lab, which, as you may recall, has claimed to be the first solid-state battery that's been put into production in vehicles, in motorcycles in this case. And this battery was launched with extraordinary claims that at first nobody believed, that it could charge in about 5 minutes to almost full capacity, that it was solid-state, that it did not use any lithium whatsoever. You could even operate it up to 100 degrees Celsius, which is unheard of. Plus, it works in cold freezing temperatures. And they just put out their third week of test results using the VTT organization out of, Finland, I believe, that does these tests. It's a government-run testing lab, basically. And they prove that this battery is not a supercapacitor, or at least they appeared to prove it, by showing that you could charge it and it would, the charge would hold and stay and doesn't rapidly dissipate. So supercapacitors rapidly lose their energy just by time, I guess, but it's very rapid. So that did not happen with this battery. So the Donut Lab company has been putting out these videos, sort of proof of their claims, one per week here now for 3 weeks. And they're going to have another one next week and another one the week after. And it appears, week by week, it appears that their claims are largely checking out. And if the whole thing checks out to be legit and true, then it's an absolute game changer. It's a game changer for off-grid power. You know, I raise my hand, hey, Donut Lab, how many batteries will you let me buy? You know, because they're also supposed to be cheap and last 100,000 cycles or up to 100,000 cycles, which even this BYD battery, remember, it's only guaranteed for, you know, 1,000 charge cycles of 1,000 kilometers each. So basically, it's a 1 million kilometer battery guarantee for the lifetime of the battery, or 620,000 miles. But imagine if you could take that to 100 million miles. That's what the Donut Lab battery is essentially claiming, that they can do 100,000 charge cycles. Whoa. Which means the battery is good for your whole life. Remember, I said before, if you charge it and discharge it every day, it's good for 270 years. So, you know, you pass it down to your grandkids. Look, I got this battery from grandpa, you know, instead of an old pocket knife or something. So that's where this is going. And what that means for off-grid energy and decentralization and being able to erect solar panels and run most of your life, including your car, with solar panels, etc. This is a game changer. So I can't wait for Donut Lab to start selling their batteries. I'm going to be at the front of the line. And again, I'm going to say, how many can I buy? If I get my hands on them, then I'll set up a system and we'll film it. You know, I'll set it up in the studio and we'll film it for you and show you what we're using for charge controllers and inverters and things like that. We'll charge it with grid power because I don't have a bunch of solar panels there. But we'll charge it with the grid and then we'll discharge it to run the studio or something like that. And you'll see. You'll see what it's capable of doing. It could be a game changer. So, again, the big picture of this podcast here is that the war in the Middle East is forcing people to look beyond petroleum. And as it happens right now in human history is the moment that these breakthroughs in batteries and also solar panel efficiency and even lithium iron phosphate affordability, because the prices have plummeted so much in the last 2 years, etc. This is a moment, this is a breakthrough moment for electricity and batteries and EVs, where imagine driving and not having to worry about gas prices, not having to worry, oh, you know, how many oil storage facilities did Israel blow up today? All of them, I think, sir, you know. Imagine not having to deal with gas prices at maybe $10 a gallon coming up soon, and you get your energy for free from the sun. That's where this is all headed. And this war is accelerating people's thinking along this trajectory to say, hey, when can I just go full off-grid? We're not quite there yet, but we're close. And I will keep you posted, as this is one of my priority projects. I want to go completely off-grid. I don't want to have to deal with the grid at all. I want to have all my own power and my own batteries, my own solar or backup generators or whatever it takes. I want to be completely off-grid. So when that's possible, I'll share the solution with you. In the meantime, you can keep following my podcast at brightvideos.com, and you can monitor my stories at naturalnews.com. And there I have infographics. And some of you have already noticed that every time I do a podcast, that podcast becomes a story. And then that story becomes an infographic. So if you want to see an infographic version of this podcast, just go to naturalnews.com and you'll see it there. In the left column, that's the stories by the Health Ranger. That's me. And then every day I have an infographic for all my stories. That is, unless the infographic engine is offline. Sometimes that happens because we get rate limited, things like that. It's happened a few times. But usually there's an infographic there for every story. So you'll find one for this one too. All right, that's what I want to share with you today. Wild times, but sunlight is free. And the tech is just about here to let us tap into that natural abundance that comes out of the sky. Yeah, think about that. And they can't tax you on photons from the sun. Although, I bet the British will come up with some way to tax sunlight. They'll probably drive around with a sunlight tax van, you know. It's like, are you using sunlight, you know? And if you're using sunlight, if you have solar panels, it's sunlight tax, you know. Because that's a very British thing. I'm sure they would do that. But not in America. We get our photons for free. Yeah. Okay. Thank you for listening. Take care. Yes, the world is getting crazy, but here at the Health Ranger store, we're putting together a survival supply assortment for you. If you go to healthrangerstore.com/survival, you'll see what we put together for you, including iodine and Iosat. That's a specific brand name of potassium iodide that's FDA approved. Or we have the nascent iodine here, which is less expensive in terms of the iodine that you get. These are available in case things go nuclear. It's clear that you will not be able to find any of this for sale anywhere. All the inventories will be wiped out, like what happened after Fukushima in 2011. So if you want to get your hands on some iodine, this is a chance to get it right now. healthrangerstore.com/survival. In addition, we have many other survival items for you here, including some silver solutions, some spirulina available in bulk and at a discount, and then a large assortment of storable organic food that's laboratory tested, including our Ranger Bucket sets. Here's a 195-day supply. We've got the mini buckets, and we've also got number 10 cans available of freeze-dried fruits and vegetables and other things like miso soup powder. Here's some of the buckets. There's a big variety available. Here are some of the number 10 cans right here. Remember, a lot of people are missing fruit. They don't have enough vitamin C in their storable food. So, you know, getting bananas and pineapples and strawberries, especially, again, certified organic, freeze-dried. That is the highest quality with the highest nutrient preservation that you can get in any kind of a storable food format. All of this is available right now and so much more. Just go to healthrangerstore.com/survival. And because the freeze-dried foods last for so long, you know, even if you don't eat them this year or next year, just keep them on the shelf. They're going to last a very long time with good preservation, a long shelf life, and they will have value no matter what happens in the world. Now, of course, I'm praying for peace. I'm praying for de-escalation. I don't want to see World War III break out, and I certainly don't want it to go nuclear. But we're dealing with insane times and insane leaders and insane situations. Who knows what could happen tomorrow or next week? Disruptions could happen here in the United States. There could be, you know, domestic attacks that disrupt supply chains here in the U.S. So stock up early, stock up now, get your emergency food, emergency medicine, iodine, anything else that you think that you might need. Get it now. And by doing so, by shopping with us, you'll be supporting our platforms and our AI engines that we offer for free. That's funded in part by sales from our store. So shop with us at healthrangerstore.com/survival and help yourself get prepared and also help us bring you more free tools and platforms that can keep you informed no matter what happens in the world. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Thank you for your support. God bless you all. Take care.